From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen.
We would very much like to see the United States, which has enormous leverage in Pakistan, to push for the restoration of our constitution.
Benazir Bhutto speaking on this program today. Pakistan's former prime minister wants Washington to press Pervez Musharraf to lift the state of emergency he declared yesterday. General Musharraf suspended Pakistan's constitution, and his government today rounded up hundreds of opposition leaders and rights activists. The Pakistani leader says he was forced to issue the emergency decree to fight growing Islamic extremism. Musharraf has vowed to go ahead with parliamentary elections, but he won't say when. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne is following the U.S. response to events in Pakistan. And first, Don, I want to step back. Musharraf came close in August to declaring a state of emergency, but he decided against it after a late-night phone call from Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice in Washington. What signals did Washington send this time to try to dissuade Musharraf from going down this path?
Well, that phone call 3 months ago now really only bought the U.S. some time, to continue to try to convince Musharraf that it simply isn't in his best interest to declare a state of emergency. There have been a lot of contacts over the past couple of months between the U.S. and Pakistan, sending that same message that that a state of emergency, suspending the constitution, could lead to instability that would be really bad for the entire region. The U.S. has been trying to figure out a way to get Musharraf what he feels he needs, while trying to figure out some way, you know, to keep him in power, but make sure it is indeed civilian rule. And it's now, it appears at least, a needle the U.S. has been unsuccessful in trying to thread.
So now that Musharraf has acted, how is the United States responding?
Strong condemnation is what we're hearing from the National Security Council, from Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice.
There are difficult circumstances in Pakistan, but we've been very clear that extra constitutional means is not the way to, would not be the way to deal with difficult circumstances. But again, the situation is just unfolding. I think we should wait for that. But anything that takes Pakistan off the democratic path, off the path of civilian rule, is a step backward, and it's highly regrettable.
And Leon, Secretary Rice was in Jerusalem when she spoke, and she has since come out again and said that the U.S. is at least considering options, including the possibility that some, you know, undetermined, undefined U.S. aid to Pakistan could be contingent on the restoration of the Constitution. She said, and I quote here, "Obviously, we are going to have to review the situation with aid, in part because we have to see what may be triggered by certain statutes." By saying triggers, she's implying that there could be things that automatically have to be cut off because of this situation. But again, we don't know exactly what yet.
The Secretary of State did not wasn't specific about aid. She didn't mention military aid specifically. And the Pentagon said that General Musharraf's declaration doesn't affect U.S. military support of Pakistan. And that's correct.
Strategically, Pakistan borders Afghanistan with all those U.S. troop stationed there, so they don't want to create problems for them. It's also widely believed that Osama bin Laden is hiding in that area, the mountainous area between Pakistan and Afghanistan. So there are a lot of reasons why we likely won't see military aid cut.
NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne. Don, thank you very much.
My pleasure.